Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, James Corden talks about the future of carpool karaoke. James Marsden, entirely different James than James Corden, turns his house into a Dave and Buster's. Kim Douglas, the wonderful, adorable, hilarious, ridiculous Kim Douglas is back on The Ellen Show. And we gift two more expectant moms first time. So pregnant women with their first child. I think that was clear.
Yes.
With all of the Mother's Day giveaways from our Mother's Day show last month.
Very exciting.
I'm awesome. Ed Glavin.
I'm Mandy Lassner.
I'm Mary Connolly.
And I'm Kevin Lindsay again. Hi, everybody.
And this.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of our award-winning podcast.
Nope.
We did. We got a People's Choice for our podcast.
I think there's an asterisk.
I believe that we earned it. The people have chosen us, and very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome.
Very good. You stick with that.
Yeah. And I thank you all for helping me along the way.
I have big changes in store for your podcast next year, Andy.
Really?
Did we get the pickup already?
Is there another year?
Yeah.
Well,
we got picked up.
The thing is that we run the show, so we pick ourselves up.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I'm not saying we're making any money.
I'm going to leak it to the reporter. That's good.
But we are.
Scoop.
To be honest, Kevin hasn't signed his deal for another season. He's still negotiating.
I'm
with
holding
me.
Out.
Yeah, he's holding out a bit. So
I want to keep my wardrobe like Jennifer Aniston.
Kevin may have said the following yesterday. Well, I have two pair of shorts left that fit me, so it's either going to be these or the other ones.
It's so sad.
Oh, I love you, Kevin. And I also like the facial growth. It's really like, and the long hair. I'm liking the look.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
It's a good look.
Shut in.
I think you look good.
No.
Thank you.
You look very handsome.
Yeah, oh, thanks, guys.
Always.
It's just been rough.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go back to the real world.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go back to work and see all you guys on a regular basis and see everybody in the staff. But I guess that might not happen until
the country at
the new
large
season.
Seems to be on edge.
Yeah.
That's how it feels to me.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, no, just, you know, it's a lot of time to be sort of removed from like a normal society.
Yeah.
It's a long time, you know, kids having to relearn how to do school and like interacting with other kids is like, I don't know, sort of the foundation of growing up, of being a kid. Like
yeah.
It's all just been really, really, and then like sort of the politicization of like wearing a mask versus not wearing a mask.
Of everything.
I know,
everything.
It's so silly.
We're very lucky to have our jobs and our host and our family and our little podcast.
We sure are. You know, I find at this time when like very simple things become incredible joys. We're sitting out in the yard, sitting out in our front yard this weekend, and some friends drove up. We had no idea they were coming.
Wow.
They popped out of the car and it changed everybody's mood.
Yeah.
They stayed, you know, in the street chatting with us. Everyone had a mask on for 10 or 15 minutes. They were driving up, just taking a drive. And oh my God, it was so fun. We had the best time.
You have friends?
That's the headline. Mary has people to socialize with.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And I also learned we have another listener.
Who?
A friend of mine, a woman named Tracy, listens to our podcast while she walks her dogs in the evening.
Oh,
how about
that's
that?
So sweet.
So Tracy texted me the other night. She goes, I'm just listening all about Xander.
Oh, I love that.
My God.
And I was
that's
like,
so
we
cool.
love Xander.
Yeah, Xander's amazing.
So, you know, it turns out I have friends and we have one more confirmed listener.
Mary, when you sit in your yard, can you see your pool moving towards your neighbor's house, or does it happen more slowly than that?
It happens more slowly. And this was me sitting in the front yard. So in the front yard, it's very hard to see the pool move. But the pool repoing, I guess, what would be considered west.
Yeah. Oh my God.
If it keeps going west, it'll ultimately be on PCH.
Right.
Yeah.
So something to look forward to, something to watch for. Yep.
It turns out
here in the Silver Connolly homestead, we need to do a little work shoring up the hillside.
Yeah.
And so that work will happen hopefully over the summer. So
people have asked me And I know you're going to make fun of saying that there are people who ask me questions, which is probably something
you are
funny.
Correct.
But people have asked me, so this season of Ellen is almost done. And then what are their plans? Are you guys, you know, what happens next? And we know what everyone knows. Our hope is that we come back in September in our studio with some form of an audience or maybe no audience. We don't know. It all depends on what the virus decides to do. But our hope is to take a little time off and then to come back and shoot Game of Games. And then after that, shoot our show. And our hope is to continue to try to return to our normal way of doing things, I would
say. That would be wonderful.
Kev, are you going to fall down?
I'm going to fall down for a couple weeks, Mere Bear. Bounce back up for season 18.
Got it. He's ready to bounce. So yeah, so that's the plan. So that's what we think. Our hope and everything we're pointing towards is shooting some Game of Games episodes for everyone's enjoyment. And then coming back, as Kevin said, for season 18.
Season 18. How insane.
That's crazy.
How insane is that?
It's insane. It's been a long time.
Yeah. It's been so fun.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, it's been
quite a ride.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine that it's been 18 years.
I know.
And I would say season 17 has been the toughest season. It's been,
it's hard for us, but it's even harder for our viewers. Like all the people, I keep thinking about all the people who had tickets, you know, so many people make plans around scheduled vacations. We've heard for 17 years, people get 2 weeks off vacation a year and they have planned everything around coming to the Ellen Show. And it just breaks my heart, the amount of audience members who, you know, who weren't able to come, and hopefully we will be back soon and all those people will be able to be at a show.
What I think is amazing, Andy, is something that you've done, and I don't think you're getting enough credit for it.
What's that?
Well, the people that, you know, have made the plans, who have really wanted to come to the Ellen Show and have been unable to, the fact that you're hosting them at your house.
Yes. They are all welcome in my home.
The fact that you have opened up your home.
I mean, it's what I do. It's what I do.
Well, you're a giver.
You're a giver.
Yeah.
You're a giver. And Lori is.
Yeah. I explained to her, some people have hotels, so it's never going to be more than 250 people a night. And, you know, and we can do, hopefully we'll be at a point where we can do a buffet style dinner. So that's our hope. That's our, the four of us constantly are saying how much we miss the audience, but no one is saying it more than Ellen.
That's true.
She has really missed the applause, the camaraderie, the gratitude of an entire audience, and
it's just more fun. It's more fun. It's more fun having a party in the room.
Like, yeah,
it really is.
There's people to laugh at your jokes.
Yeah, other than a weird guy in the window.
Speaking of funny, let's talk about James Corden.
Yes. Okay. Oh, good transition. Ed.
Nice.
Really good.
Ed, yeah. Speaking of fun, James Corden, late night funny host.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Go.
Why don't we talk about it?
The way Ellen adores James Corden is pretty sweet.
He really is funny, and he's so fast on, you know, he's just fun.
She mentions it in this interview on the show. He is funny on his show, but he was outrageous at her Gorillapalooza event. He was absolutely
so fun.
I sat there in the audience of that Gorillapalooza thing, and he just knocked my socks off.
He hosted the auction. The way he got people to bid on items, and the way he came off the stage and was in people's faces and challenging people to bid up items to help protect the mountain gorillas of Rwanda. He was fun, he was funny, and he helped raise an incredible amount of money. It was really fun to watch.
At one point, he pitted two people against each other, one of them being Kevin Yorn. And the way that he taunted Kevin Yorn into upping his donation.
Right. Yeah. And I'm not even sure he knew who Kevin Yorn was.
He did not. Yeah.
And it didn't matter to him. He just was like, I am going to do everything I can to raise money. And he was very successful at it. If you have a chance to get James Corden to run your charity auction, jump at that chance. He's really, really good at it. But he's less good at helping his kids with their homeschooling. Here's a little bit of that.
You and your family are, I think, you know, you have kids, so you have a different experience than Portia and I. We're just here, but your kids are homeschooling now, so that adds another level of stress, right?
Oh, it adds like 25 layers of stress. It's a nightmare. Firstly, it's hard to know who's being homeschooled, whether it's me or my son. If I'm ever sat in with lessons with him, I find myself going, wow, I did not know that. and then in other times, it's not even that. If the homeschooling with the lessons and things is fine, it's the homework where I can't do it. And my son's 9. So when it's, and I find myself, and this is deeply irresponsible, I find myself going, you know what, Max? Honestly, you're not going to need any of this in life. Like, do you remember when we were at school, teachers would go, well, what are you going to do when there isn't a calculator around? And you're like, well, now there is always a calculator around. We have always got a calculator. Right. You don't need to know this. Do you know what? It's recess. Daddy needs a drink. And that's really how it plays out.
One thing he talked about that's been getting a little pickup today is the future of carpool karaoke in a social distancing world.
Right.
And that seems to be getting people's attention today. Let's take a listen to that.
You have karaoke. You have carpool karaoke. And that seems like that's going to be a long time away, right?
I think it'll be a while before we're singing in a car with anybody. Yes. So, yeah, unless we can't really think of a remote way to do it. It really does rely on two people being in close proximity. So, you know, that's all right. That's okay. Well, you know, you just sort of hope for the day, because this is the thing. I think I think we're all experiencing those spikes of anxiety and scare, as you're scared and fear and all those things, and families and friends, and you want to see people and all those things. Whenever I find myself getting like that, I just start to think about the day, whenever that may be, when it is safe, and it is safe to go out again, and it's safe for you to go out and dance around your audience, and it's safe for me to get in a car with someone. I think it's going to be the greatest boom of joy we've ever experienced. So anytime I find myself, or me and my wife, or particularly our kids, thinking, oh man, oh, this is tough, you just go, well, right around the corner, there's going to be, I think, a glorious moment. I have no idea how long away that is, but I think it will be spectacular.
I agree. It will. That's a good way to look at it. It will be amazing when we are able to do that. And there will be a, you know, it'll be a new kind of appreciation and joy that, you know, and that's what I think that this is teaching us, is to appreciate all kinds of different things that we took for granted.
We're newsmaking. What do you want me to tell you?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we break news. We're not messing around.
We may need a little news jingle, a little sound effect every time we mention news.
Hit the news.
If you get a second and you go to your DVR, you can watch Andy help James Corden and Ellen raise some money for Feed the Children. And I got to say, Andy.
Yeah. Thank you.
He performed quite well.
Thank you.
Yeah. You did do well.
Yeah.
Solid.
Ed, you promised that not one, but two James.
That's true, at the top of the show.
Who's the other one? Say. Pettit?
The other one was James Marsden.
James Marsden.
Yes. Shout out to James Pettit.
What up, James Pettit?
James Marsden is on Dead to Me.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He was on 30 Rock.
He was wonderful and Enchanted.
Hello. Yep. That's where I knew
Hello.
Him.
Yeah.
And of course, Enchanted, if you don't remember it, is the
Disney movie?
Yeah. That put Amy Adams on the map.
Oh.
And so it's not an animated movie? It's a real movie?
It's two animated, a prince and a princess, are start off animated. They fall into the real world and are in New York City.
Oh. Out of town.
MGM is going to Disney Plus tonight and watch it.
Oh my gosh. It is so good. You guys are stupid. I'm muting you. You're muted. You're muted to me. The only one that's not muted right now is Andy.
He's never listening.
Andy, by the way,
he's not listening. Great.
You guys are so mean to me.
He's also not looking. He's not looking. He's not listening.
I'm right here. I'm sorry. I was dealing with some business.
You got a big boom.
You like my boom? I like this shot today, the way my mic looks.
Oh my God. It's just,
yeah,
I'm not used to it. I'm not used to looking at my boom looking at like that.
No.
So I'm
okay.
Very happy.
All right.
Guys,
James Marsden,
guys, what's wrong?
Be more
James
proud.
Marsden, handsome.
Yes,
handsome.
He is handsome.
Handsome,
that's not
funny.
What we're talking about.
He's like a Rob Lowe. He just stays handsome as years go on.
He stays young looking. He stays handsome. He stays incredibly talented. He is on Dead to Me, which was created by our good friend Liz Feldman, who
I could be more proud of her.
She wrote on our show a long time ago and went off. We were very sad when she left us, and she only got better at doing the things that she did, and she was a terrific writer with us.
Yeah.
And she created this show.
Mentoring her was a huge event in my life, because I loved seeing her under my tutelage and then go on to create a hit show.
I'm sorry? What? Your tutelage?
What's happening?
Tutelage. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm making up words.
But her show is terrific, and it stars Liz Cardellini and Christina Applegate. But James Marsden plays a very significant role, and he actually plays twins, and they describe the twins in a way that I'd never heard before, which was really, I thought, really, really funny. And they said, are you guys identical twins? And the line is, no, we're semi-identical twins.
Wow.
Which I don't think is a thing, but it was really, really, really funny.
I don't think it's a thing either.
No.
Let's listen to James Marsden on the Ellen Show from
home. That's the comedy. Roll it.
Tell me what you've been up to and how you're doing during this quarantine.
This is kind of it. I haven't really been doing anything. It's been weird, hasn't it? I mean, when it all started, I think I had really, really big ideas about what I was going to do with my day. I'd wake up. I actually wrote down a whole daily schedule. It was like, wake up at 8, have an hour of meditation, eat something healthy, 11 o'clock, go for a walk, social distance, come back, you know, and then that lasted about a week or two. And then I realized that note was worked really well as toilet paper.
Yeah, I did the same thing. There was a lot of outside walking at first, and now I'm pretty much in the house and eating pizza and drinking wine.
Yeah. Now it's like, how fast can I get through a pint of ice cream?
Now, we had Ed's first wife on the show.
Yes.
Kim Douglas.
That's right.
I love Kim Douglas so much.
I love that you guys have stayed friends.
I love her more.
I think it's...
I know.
Yeah.
Because
a lot
like
of people...
like a conscious uncoupling.
Yeah. You really... Yeah. You. And I know you talked to Gwyneth about how you and Kim did it, and that's sort of where she came up.
Well, I think you guys all would, you know, probably describe me as the most zen one of the bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, that's
you're
so...
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what your baseball card says.
You're enlightened.
The zen one of the bunch.
Not a guy who looks for things to worry about and be anxious about at all.
What would be more fun than to be married to Kim Douglas?
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, oh my I love God. Her so much. She's one of those people I miss about not being able to be in the studio with her.
Yeah.
She is such a part of the Ellen family. I know we say that about certain people, but she is.
But we don't mean it about them.
Right. No, I'm saying, but she really is part of that group. Yeah. She has been with us along the way for a long time, and her tips for beauty are hilarious, and yet some of them are actually really good.
And some are utterly ridiculous,
and still enjoyable.
Which is all part of the comedy.
But the fun part is that Ellen's default sort of demeanor is that nothing that Kim recommends is actually going to work, and then Kim has to spend the entire segment convincing Ellen that they will work. And it's really, really funny.
They have so much fun.
And she's just a love. Like,
yep.
She's
our good,
just a light.
Our good friend, Matt Wright.
Yes.
Our good friend and producer, Matt Wright, brought Kim Douglas into our lives. And we've all been better for it.
Yeah. And I think during this shutdown, I have been doing a really good job working for Matt Wright.
Well,
we all have.
Yeah.
I'll get a text at 11:30. Where is the shout out to Twitch? Show B.
He will call me before the segment starts and say to me, tell Andy not to throw to break. I want to get through all this. Don't let him just throw to break. Don't let Andy.
He's unbelievable.
Start talking in the middle of the act and derail the interview and then throw to break before the story about such and such.
It makes me want to do it more.
I love
and
him.
I do it.
I love
and
him
I,
so much.
I couldn't love him more.
So you have to go to your DVR and see Kim Douglas because
the visual is magical.
Because we all talk about sort of what our wardrobes have become during the quarantine.
And it's not a great look.
And it's not great. But Kim Douglas has not allowed the bar to be lowered.
No.
She popped up on the screen in a bright, like, pink fuchsia ball gown in a way that was just fantastic. But here's a little bit of Ellen and Kim chatting.
Please welcome our friend Kim Douglas.
Oh, Ellen!
Kim?
I didn't expect you! Oh my goodness! What a surprise!
Hi, Kim. That's just something you wear around the house?
Oh, this, Ellen, this is just, you know me. I'm just a little nothing that I wear on a Wednesday. Or is this a Thursday? Maybe it's Friday.
I don't know what day it is.
It's definitely during the week sometime.
It's a weekday. I know that. Well, you look beautiful. That's really a lovely thing. I'm sure it's just comfortable to throw on. What do you have for us today, Kim?
Ellen, I've got something so fun for you and Andy. Hi, Andy. Can you hear me?
Hi, Kimberly. Oh,
there you are. Hi, Andy. So, Ellen, you know, I want to give you a few hacks for what we can do while we're here in quarantine. And I've got my lovely son, Hunter, who's using the camera for me. You remember Hunter, Ellen?
Hi, Hunter.
And
yes.
Yeah. And some kids.
And so I wanted to just show you how we're staying safe here in the house and some things that you guys can all do as well. So, you know, when you go out to the grocery store, Ellen, or you're out, you know, walking the dogs, whatever, and people are looking back at you, but everyone's wearing their mask, and you just don't know if everybody's like, growl, you know, oh, are they being mean? Is nobody smiling anymore? So I wanted to get you a mask, Ellen, because you're always smiling and happy and wonderful. Andy, not so much.
Yeah.
But and then, you know what? I went to this place called Maskalite, and what they do, Ellen, is they put your very own smile. They take a picture of your smile and they put it on a mask, and then you can walk around and you can be wearing your mask. Let me put it on like this, and you've always got a smile on your face. And
I don't know that this looks like my smile.
Oh, it totally does. And look at me, Ellen, totally the same.
I mean, you gotta love her. And how about her adorable son, Hunter?
Hunter.
I know.
Hunter, college graduate.
USC, Marshall School of Business.
Very sweet.
Very
handsome. Good. Handsome, you know, devilish handsome. Good looks, whatever.
Yep.
It's overrated. All right. Now, Andy.
Yes.
You remember that Kevin came up with the hashtag, Andy is not the father, I hope?
Yep. Yeah.
And you remember that anyone who tweeted using that hashtag would be considered as a finalist to win. I have bad news. Uh-oh. We had 5 Mother's Day packages to give away and only 4 people entered.
All 4 of our listeners.
No, oh, that's not
no,
true.
Really? No, that's
Portia,
not true.
Is Portia one of them?
Yeah, she's trying to sneak in that gift
our
card.
Our amazing team went through the hashtag and pulled a bunch for us. And we're going to pick 2 right now. I'm going to read the first one if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
It says, hashtag Ellen on the go, at Mary Connolly, at Kevin Lehman 2, at Ed Glavin, at Andy Lastner. I'm honored to nominate my bestie for this giveaway. Mom and dad to be are expecting their first baby in September. Dad is on the front line at UCLA Medical Center working endlessly to do his part. Hashtag Andy is not the father, I hope. And they show a picture of them, of daddy to be at work in his scrubs. And then they show a picture of the couple. And it's really, 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 really sweet. You know, to say that we have a soft spot right now for frontline workers and for healthcare workers in these times is an understatement. And so this tweet comes from at Maxine2709-2205. So at Maxine2709-2205, your friend, the person you nominated, is getting everything we gave away on the Mother's Day show. Woo woo!
Oh, bow.
All right, who wants to do the next one, which is equally cool?
Kevin.
Right up Ellen's alley.
Let me read about it. So we got stacks and stacks, and this one caught our eye. This says, at the Ellen Show, my wife Katie is morphing from full-time dog foster mommy to full-time mommy of identical twin girls.
What?
Yes, or semi-identical. We don't know yet. She's an avid listener, and I hope that Andy Lastner, Ed Glavin, Mary Connolly, yes, and Kevin Lehman II.
Andy Lastner, first name mentioned. Go ahead. Yep. What?
She did alphabetically, obviously. Okay. Can help us with our next little litter. That is so sweet.
and they enclose an ultrasound that where you can see the two little babies.
Yeah, so she's got these really cute foster dogs and then two tiny little babies growing inside. It's awesome. So, Garrett Nichols, thank you so much for your submission. You also will be receiving every single thing we gave with Mother's Day.
That's amazing.
I love that the husband has nominated the wife.
That's incredible.
If we can just help one little tiny bit, then we've done our job.
Is it possible?
Yes,
Mary. Is it possible we have room for one more giveaway?
Mary.
You know, I don't have access to the prize
Andy already page, called
so I can't
the lawyers.
Really, you know, I got to.
I'm already on with the attorneys.
Yeah. I'm going to need you to work on Saturday.
I'm going to call him over.
All right. You go with the audible.
First time mama here with a picture of my little dude waving hello to at Ellen on the go. I was so bummed when I realized COVID was going to mess up my chance to make it to the Mother's Day show, but the podcast is giving me another shot. # Andy is not the father I hope. # Hi, Portia.
Whoa.
That's a listener.
She got
right
it first
there.
Today.
So, and that's someone who stays till the end.
Yep. So there is an ultrasound here. And Mallory Montague.
Woohoo, Mallory!
At Mal Montague.
What a great name.
You also are going to receive every one of the things that we gave away on the Mother's Day show.
Mallory already knows this, I'm sure. But do you guys know where the name Mallory came from?
No.
This is a very fun fact.
Okay. Is this true?
Yes. Do you know who invented the name Mallory?
No.
The writers of Family Ties.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. There was not the
there
name.
There was no Mallory before that?
Zero Mallorys.
I love that.
No
Family Ties.
I don't believe that's
wasn't
true.
Wasn't that Alex
Michael
B.
J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox? Yeah.
Michael J.
Fox.
Mallory.
Mallory.
By Justine Bateman.
Yes.
Even if it's not true, it's a good fact, Kevin. I'm going to go with it.
And then
true.
There was a woman on there named Tina Yothers.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And then the mom was...
Was Meredith Baxter.
Baxter Bernie, right?
Bernie,
just Baxter.
And then,
Meredith
and then
Baxter.
Lost the Bernie and then
all right,
became
sure.
Meredith
just Meredith Baxter.
Baxter.
All right. I still use the Bernie, but it's, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
No, well,
and,
probably
shouldn't. All right.
And then the
father.
The father was.
We always thought Jim Paratore looked like the father.
Oh, yeah.
What's the dad?
His name?
Yeah. I'm picturing him.
Bob Yothers?
No, stop. Kevin's Googling.
Trying to Google
Hold on.
It. Trying
yeah,
to Google it.
Family
Ties.
He's such a
good. He played so many dads.
Come on, a lot of
Michael
silence here.
Edward Gross.
Yes, Michael Gross. Gross.
Michael
yeah.
Gross.
Michael
Gross. He dropped, what happened was he dropped the Edward.
Can he
I,
did?
Can I tell you?
So Edward Bernie's available for grabs if anyone wants it.
Can I tell a Hollywood showbiz story?
Well, sure. It sounds like you're gonna.
We can't stop you, Mary.
I don't have to. I don't
Mary,
please do. Please do.
Stop it. Right. We have to.
Meredith Baxter has become a friend of mine. I've spent some time with Meredith Baxter.
Huh.
Meredith Baxter and her partner have a holiday party every year. And you attend the holiday party and it's great fun and there's lots of fun people and this and that. And at one point I walked into the kitchen of Meredith Baxter's house and there were two people in the kitchen chatting. It was Meredith Baxter and Michael Gross. And if you watched Family Ties, you knew that much of the show happened in their kitchen where Meredith Baxter and Michael Gross would talk in the kitchen.
Right.
And now all these years after the show to walk into the kitchen and see these two TV icons having a conversation over the kitchen island was a bit of a mind bender.
That's crazy. I like that story. Well, as I've been wanting to do, I sent a formal request to Andy and he approved it. We've ended the last podcast with a musical performance and I have another one that we can end the podcast with.
I talked to the attorneys and we're clear to go. Go ahead, Ed.
Longtime friend of Ellen's, Alanis Morissette.
Woohoo!
Alanis Morissette, yes.
Such a voice on this. What a voice.
People of a certain age will remember an album called Jagged Little Pill, which just tore up the music industry in the late 1990s, I believe. And I mean, You Ought to Know, like just...
You Ought to Know!
Just a crazy badass
Isn't
first album.
Isn't it ironic? Alanis Morissette holds a special place in the Ellen Show history because before this show was officially greenlighted, people knew Ellen was funny but didn't know if she could interview people. And so our good friend Derek Westervelt and I were charged with setting up an interview situation in Ellen's home. And then Ellen and I called people and got them to come to her house to be interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks was in that group.
Yeah.
Helen Hunt.
Is that right? Helen Hunt did one of the practice shows?
Yep.
Wow. David Duchovny.
David Duchovny.
Californication.
Martin Mull, Alanis Morissette.
Artist, Mull. Singer,
yep.
Painter. What an eclectic gathering.
Alanis Morissette did it. And we sat in the living room and they chatted. And Ellen tried to get permission from Alanis for Ellen to cut a little bit of her hair.
Oh my God.
Wasn't she wearing nothing but her hair for the interview?
That's entirely possible.
Oh, that's her music video. Never mind.
That's her music video. But you know, she didn't have to do that. She didn't have to show up to do that. And she did.
They were friends of Ellen's.
Yeah. And that was really kind of her.
And now 18 years later, new music from Alanis Morissette to take us out of this podcast. But before we throw to that, we must say to you, subscribe today on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening right now. And don't forget to watch Ellen Weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Bye, Portia. Portia. Bye, Tracy.
Bye, Portia.
Here's Alanis Morissette.
This is a life of extremes. Both sides are slippery and enticing. These are my places off the rails. In this, my loose recollection of a falling, I barely remember who I failed. I was just trying to keep it together. This is my first wave of my white flag. This is the sound of me hitting bottom. This is my surrender, if that's what you call it.